This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Israeli military says it has uncovered a major Hamas command center in the heart of Gaza City. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Inflicting what it describes as a serious blow to the Islamic militant group, the Israeli army says they have exposed the center of a vast underground network used by Hamas to move weapons, militants, and supplies throughout the Gaza Strip. Israel has said destroying the tunnels is a major objective of their offensive. The discovery comes as Hamas's top leader is in Egypt for talks aimed at brokering a temporary ceasefire and a new deal for Hamas to swap Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, and as international pressure continues to grow for Israel to scale back its military offensive on Gaza. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli government spokesman Ilyan Levy on Wednesday welcomed the collection of 10 navies that was formed to repel the Houthi threats.
This is a threat not just to Israel, but to global maritime trade, to the peace and security of international maritime routes.
The Houthis, which control vast amounts of territory in Yemen after years of war, have fired drones and missiles at international vessels sailing through the Red Sea since last month, which it says is in response to Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip. The U.S.-led security initiative will see Washington and 10 other countries patrol the Red Sea to deter and respond to future Houthi attacks that have so far led to major global shipping lines rerouting around Africa instead. A military analysis says Ukraine's armed forces are taking up a more defensive posture as weather sets in as the war nears its two-year anniversary. Britain's Ministry of Defense said Wednesday in recent weeks, Ukraine has mobilized an effort to improve field fortifications along much of the front line. The Kremlin's deep defensive held firm against Ukraine's months-long counteroffensive.